Hey, it's us again.
Yeah, we decided we were going to do another sidetrack.
Doing one of our little sidetrack shows for just Wednesday.
Just watching everything unfold. A lot of this shit I don't think is going to make it. I don't think Hollywood's going to end up pulling through it. It'll come back, but it won't be like it was.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of things will be different.
Business model's not gonna work.
We started recording, I was like, because, you know, we have the AMC, the A-List subscription, yeah. And I had just got a email like a few minutes ago that said that they actually weren't going to charge people, obviously, because all the theaters had to close, you know, for 6 to 12 weeks, and they're like, we didn't want to charge people, like, since they couldn't go see movies, which I thought was pretty cool.
How much you want to bet it'll go just the way I was talking about? It'll be like Netflix. But you see it on the app.
They've already kind of, Universal already did that. Some of the other movie studios might have done it too, like just because Universal came out first. And they said, yeah, they're showing, like, as of Friday, they're going to be showing, like, the movies that they have in theaters. You can stream them as well.
Yeah.
You have to pay, obviously, just like renting. Yeah.
It's going to stay like that.
Not going to let you watch it for free.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, it might go back. Like I said, there's still, like, you know, other kinds of theaters.
It'll only go back to the theaters that were really strong in really strong locations. Yeah. I bet you they won't reopen weak theaters.
Well, yeah, they probably won't because they would have, if they were already struggling, then it's probably better. I don't think they're going to go away entirely, but, you know, because we've gone to see movies and it was full, you know what I mean? So people still do go.
Yeah.
But, what?
So what you got for us? What do you want to talk about?
Like, lots of different stuff. Right. I was going to talk about, I probably mentioned this before, but, you know, I design board and card games, which is kind of like just a fun thing that I do when I have free time. I have like 3 for sale already on the Game Crafter. But what I was going to spend the rest of this month doing was I have like a whole bunch of other ones. I have a whole bunch of other ones done. And I have like only like a couple more that I want to do. And eventually I'm going to like have like a whole dedicated website with all the different games on them that people can buy.
Because you guys are stuck at home anyway. Might as well plug these board games.
That's what I thought. It's like, well, you know.
You can sit around there and play. Show it to them, Jenny.
Well, yeah. That sounds like one of them's back there. It's called The Three Sorrows, which is kind of based on the Dario Argento, you know, Three Mothers type thing.
You didn't bring that one over
And
here?
That's kind of, well, it's kind of big, and I didn't want to disturb Dennis.
Dennis is over there in front of it.
It's kind of like Mystery Mansion, but, you know, in the sense that you kind of build the board as you go. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, you just keep putting rooms on this mansion.
Yeah, they look really nice every time. They're real good.
Well, you know what, I have so many projects, and I love writing, and I love doing the show, and I love everything like that. But if somebody like held a gun to my head and said you can only do one thing for the rest of your life, it would probably be doing board and card games.
Because
it kind of it not only has, you know, the aspect of you having to come up with a story and coming up with rules and coming up with characters and stuff like that, but it's like also has a graphic design thing. And I have like this thing where I really, really like making a bunch of things with like a similar theme. That's like, for some reason, that's why I like doing like book design, and I like doing that kind of stuff.
We'll show one over there.
Yeah, the one that I have, this one is actually, these ones are just all kind of based on giallo movies, but the other ones that I'm working on are all different stuff, although they're usually like gothic horror type of theme. Like, I have one that's an Edgar Allan Poe trivia game. I have one that is based on, it's called Villa Diodati, I'm talking about a different one.
Yeah, but you want to show the product.
Well, I will in a minute. Just let me talk about stuff.
Okay, whatever.
Just let me talk about stuff.
All right, whatever.
And I had one called Villa Diodati, which is about, you know, if you guys know the haunted summer, quote unquote, of 1816, where Mary Shelley and Lord Byron and all them were like together in Geneva, and she ended up writing Frankenstein and stuff. So I have one based on that. I have like an ancient Greek one that's called Gorgon's Lair, like about killing Medusa and all this other kind of stuff. So this one, I think I've shown it probably on the show before, but this one is like kind of based on a giallo type movie. It's called The Crimson Drop on a Crystal Palette, which is a very giallo-esque title.
See, it's real pretty. And I'll tell you what, a picture is worth 1,000 words. All right.
Yeah, show the back because it's got some of the cards and stuff on it. And that one is just like, it's upside down. But
is it upside down? Okay.
Yeah, it's basically, this one is a card game, and it's basically like you solve a mystery. It's kind of like Clue, but, you know, it's not, It's kind of like Clue crossed with, like, one of those, like, party murder mystery games, but the mystery is different each time. You know what I mean? Because some of those murder mystery games, like the party ones.
So how many people can play?
I think this one is, it says on the box, I think, doesn't it?
You don't remember?
No. Well, because all of them are different.
Oh, they're all different. All
right. It's either, it's 2 to 6 or 2 to 8, this one is. But yeah, so it's like you have these kind of cards where it's kind of like, you know, you get murdered, you know, this kind of stuff. There's like characters, there's this is like a speculation card, all this other kind of stuff. This is the action deck. And these, I also have, like, these are motive cards, like mistaken identity.
So the instructions easy to understand?
Yeah, basically, it kind of has a component where you have somebody who is the director, and he basically, he or she basically comes up with, they use the cards and they come up with the who the killer is, what the weapon is, what the motive is. And everyone else has to, like, figure it out. You know what I mean? So it has that kind of thing to it. And I also did one. This one is called... again, like I said, I love coming up with giallo names. This one is called The Cursed Names of Nightmares. And this one is just, like, a card game. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of Shmoovie, which is kind of like a popular card game, where it comes up with, like, all these wacky, you know... like a character, like a nun, and he and she's like doing this and that, and you have to like come up with a movie pitch, and everybody comes up with a movie pitch about this like crazy situation or plot or whatever, and then everybody like judges like which one's the best one. So this one's kind of like that, but you have to come up, it's like all the cards have like giallo-esque movie title words on them. You know, like butterfly and velvet and things like that. So you have to like, you get cards and you come up with a name, and then you have to come up with a pitch for a movie that goes along with it, and then like the best one wins.
Okay.
So I have that one, and this one also has an expansion pack that's called Gore Galore, which if you want to get super bloody, these are like more bloody words. Crimson Drop also has an expansion pack if you want to make the mystery harder, because this has extra characters, extra locations, and stuff like that that you can add to the deck. They all look the same, so you can do that.
So are there other games like this? I mean, like, is this a genre of game? Like, if somebody likes another game, would they like this one?
Probably. Like I said, Crimson Drop is kind of like Clue, but also like a murder mystery, like a party murder mystery.
Okay.
But different each time, because it has a director, like a dungeon master, essentially, that comes up with the mystery using the card, saying this is what the motive is and all this other kind of stuff, and the other people have to figure it out. I'm working on another one, which will be a similar kind of thing. I'm still working on the mechanics of it, but like I said, they're not all going to be giallo based. Like, I started doing them like that, but then I had like all these other ideas with doing different ones. I have most, like I said, I have a Greek one, I have like the you know, the Mary Shelley one. I have an Edgar Allan Poe one. And I also have, like, some cool, you know, just regular playing card decks. But I made, like, a Edgar Allan Poe playing card deck that has, like, different suits. Like, it has a Telltale Heart and, like, a Raven and stuff like that instead of, you know, the normal suits. So I did some like that. Like, I have an Egyptian one, like, an ancient Egyptian one, an ancient Greek one, stuff like that. So hopefully, I'm trying to finish enough games by the end of this month that eventually, you know, by the end of the year, I want to have, like, a dedicated website out that just has all of them on there.
Where can you get them now?
These ones are on The Game Crafter, like thegamecrafter.com/giallogames or something like that. I have the link usually in the, whatchacallit.
So, description of the video?
Yeah, so I have those three available right now. Like I said, it's most of them are designed, but what you have to do is when you upload them to The Game Crafter, you have to order a copy for yourself, like to proof it before they let you put it on sale. So even though I have like a bunch done, I'm trying to get a bunch done, and then I'm just going to slowly like order them and make sure they're all right and everything like that. So, but yeah, that's something that I've been working on. I'm trying to get most of the games done in March, because starting April 1st, I want to start working on Faceless Villain Millennium, or whatever it is that I'm going to end up calling it.
That's the fourth one, right?
That'll be the fourth one. Right. It'll be, you know, a similar thing. It'll be 20 years. It'll be from 2000 to 2019.
That's going to be a good
unsolved
one.
Crimes. Yeah,
we've been talking about it when we do our walks. Yeah. We walk, what, 3 miles? You sometimes walk 6 miles a day.
Yeah, because I almost always get up and do 3 miles before you get up.
Yeah, and we always talk about the cases that end up in the book.
Yeah.
It's going to be good.
I think it's going to be good. And yeah, so I'm kind of hoping, I have it scheduled to start writing, like working on it April 1st. I'm hoping to get like a chapter done every week, which is not crazy because that's about what I was doing before. And then hopefully have it out. It should be out by Christmas.
Yeah, it's going to have a lot of them that are still ongoing.
Yeah, because this one's going to be like recent shit.
Yeah, recent.
I mean, you know what I mean? So.
And we built up to it. So I'd imagine the customers. We had a lot of good repeat customers on that series. They're gonna be waiting for this one.
That's what I and more than one person has like asked me if I was gonna do it because they said, well, now it's 2020, so it's like you have another 20-year period that in the past that you can write about.
We planned that shit too.
I didn't though. I didn't. But
you tell them. You let me tell them. No, we planned that shit.
I didn't. Yeah. Whatever.
Well, actually, when it start when you started to get done with the last one, we started talking about it.
Yeah, and so it was one of the things because I said, well, I'm either going to. I had like a bunch of different possibilities. I was like sitting there going, well, okay, I'm either going to do like creepiest disappearances of the 20th century, like another trilogy, or I was going to do like just one case. Like I was going to pick like maybe a local case that a lot of people didn't know about and just delve into one case and do that.
Right. That way she could have a claim to fame case.
Yeah.
Something that nobody else has done.
Right.
And, you know.
I might still do that, but you know what I mean?
And we got local law enforcement and other places that, you know, we can get access to and interview people.
Yeah.
I think so. I think I can get you in.
That's what I figured. Yeah. So, but then, like, I had so many people ask, you know, are you going to do a Faceless Villain 4, like, because the 20-year period just is up, and, like, now you could do, like, recent cases for 21st century. So I figured that would be the next one, and then I'll reassess, like, what I want to do, just because so many people asked me if I was going to do that one. Another thing I wanted to shout out, speaking of when I was talking about book design before, and I don't know, I'm sure we probably mentioned this because this is a while back that I did this. If any of you guys are vegans or are interested in vegan food and need some recipes and stuff like that, this book right here, done by our friend, and I actually designed this whole book. I did the cover, I did all the inside, I did all that stuff. It took forever. This is the Vegan Black Metal Chef, and this is his... cookbook and
we're friends with Brian.
He's seriously one of the nicest, most awesome dudes ever.
He moved out to California though.
I think he's moving back though.
Is he coming back?
That's what I heard. I think I saw on his Facebook or Instagram the other day.
He's on NBC Nightly News and shit like that. It's fucking
he's
funny.
So rad.
Like,
he's
what the fuck is Brian doing on there?
I was like, what's up, Brian?
He's all dressed up like something out of Kiss, making damn vegan
he's
food.
He's hilarious. And if you guys, I don't know, like, I haven't seen, like, any of his videos lately, but it's like, if you haven't seen any of his videos, like, Vegan Black Metal Chef, they are hilarious.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of these recipes are really good. But, see, he's got, like, he took all the photographs of the food. And
yeah, he's a real artist. And he's in a band.
He is.
I don't remember if he's a bass player or a guitar player. I've only seen him playing with one of those bands.
Yeah.
I think he was in three of them.
Yeah,
at one
he was
time.
In several.
Yeah.
Pretty much everybody we know is in a band. Right. Usually more than one.
Yeah.
So I'm like, wait a minute, you're in those three bands and it's like these other kind of three bands.
Or their thoughts are cam girls or porn stars.
Yeah, but it's weird, like pretty much everybody we know.
Yeah.
Is into something like that.
Do something like that.
Yeah. Even if they have like a normal job, because a lot of them do have normal jobs too, but then like a lot of them do that, all that kind of stuff on the side.
Yeah.
Another thing too.
We're the only honest ones.
I don't know. I wouldn't say
that. I'm
just
joking around.
There's nothing dishonest about cam girls.
Crystal said, you guys are just regular honest people. Crystal's this girl that works at, she plays Storm and a bunch of other characters
at Universal Studios.
And she's just this actress model, big old tall black girl, blonde hair, bald headed, but always wearing some kind of a wig. And she accused us of being like the only honest ones.
The most normal ones, I think. I think that was
funny.
Yeah. She's awesome. Yeah. And her husband, whose name is Spider.
Yeah.
He's
real good artist.
He's a really good artist. And actually for a time I don't know, because remember when that really big comic book store, what the hell's the name of that store that friend of yours owns?
Yeah, shit. What does he call it?
No, I can't remember.
I can't remember what he calls it. Gods and Monsters.
Gods and Monsters.
He does professional murals.
Yeah.
This dude can paint fucking murals.
Yeah, he had all the inside of there was like painted by
like something out of a museum, or it looks like comic book art or just whatever. He can do anything.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Fucking great. Might take him a couple months, but shit, man. Sistine Chapel level shit. Better.
Yeah.
Better. Looks like a photograph, some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's really good. But yeah, we know like a lot of talented people.
Right.
We do. Another thing I wanted to mention too, and I'm very excited about this, and this is pretty much the only reason that I hope like the world's not ending and that everything gets
it's
back.
It's not ending.
I know, I'm just making a joke. You know, and I hope that things get back to normal before autumn.
Yeah.
Because I am going to go to Atlanta and see.
Yeah, she's going to see her sister and see Nick Cage.
Yeah, my sister lives in Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I didn't know he was playing up there because he never, ever, ever comes to Florida because he's probably like, fuck that state, which, you know, I can't blame him, whatever.
It's too high for him.
Well, the thing about Florida, it's that if they don't think they're going to get enough people, it's too far down, like what I mean?
It's out of the way.
It's out of the way because it's like to hit all the major cities, you'd have to hit Orlando, you have to go all the way fucking down to Miami, which is another like 4 or 5 hours. Then you have to come all the way back up. And it's like, for a lot of bands, it's like not really worth it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because it's just like takes so long to get it because the state is like so long, like to get to the bottom and then get back to the top. And the cities are kind of far apart. But so my sister like contacted me the other day and she's like, hey, do you want me to get you a ticket? And I was like, fuck yeah. It's like October 3rd, I think.
Yeah.
She's seen him before, but I never got to. Like, I had tickets to see him at fucking Lollapalooza, like back in 1994.
Damn.
He was gonna, he was gonna play at Lollapalooza in fucking DeLand, like at the Volusia County Fairgrounds, which was only like 20 minutes from my house back then.
Yeah.
And I was super excited. I wanted to see L7 and some of the other bands too, but I was really,
I forgot all about that.
Yeah, I was really, really excited about Nick Cave, like especially.
Yeah.
And then the morning of the show, there had been like a apocalyptic rainstorm like the day before because Florida, and the fucking stage sunk in the mud.
Huh.
So they had to cancel it.
Damn,
the morning of, and I'm still pissed about it. And they never like, and they never. I mean, I got my money back, but they never. They just said, "Fuck it, fuck Florida."
Right.
Because you know.
Oh well.
So, but yeah. So October 3rd, I'm kind of planning on driving up there and hanging out with my sister and going to see Nick Cave, and I'm super, super jazzed.
But it's not the end of the world. People
say,
we've had some. No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about, there've been some people in the comment sections come up with this crazy shit. You know what I mean? That damn animals were sacrificed on fucking hallowed ground when all this shit. No, no, it's just
that wouldn't.
It's like I said before. Remember when this shit first came out? I said this is either some kind of a bioweapon that got out or some kind of a vaccine they were working on that got out. Something that wasn't normal. I could just tell by the way China acted once it figured out what it was. They knew what it was. But we're going to see the numbers when it comes here. I don't think we're going to hit as bad as China.
No, I don't think so either. Like I said, I was just kind of like
being facetious.
But
yeah, they're just going to try to slow the spread of it so everybody doesn't get sick at once. And
which it does seem like most people are being pretty cool about it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And they're going to do all kinds of measures. They're going to hand out checks to everybody and try to keep the economy propped up for a couple months.
I mean,
and you know what's funny is
there's going to come a point where they're going to have to do that because everyone's going to be broke.
They're already talking about it. Well, remember that last time they did that bank stimulus and they gave all the money to the banks and it just vanished? And they're like, wait a minute, you could have given each person like $20,000.
Yeah, would that be
nice? And that would have rejuvenated the economy.
Well,
but,
yeah,
you know,
because
poor
people have to buy stuff.
Yeah, the infrastructure.
Like
the
diapers and kitty litter.
The infrastructure is pretty, the manufacturing infrastructure is going to be intact. They're still making food, they're still making stuff.
That's what I mean. That's why I'm like,
they're
going to
be in there working. It's just that the people who had jobs who were buying shit have to start getting money to keep them, you know, to keep those industries afloat. You got to keep the buyers stocked with money.
Well, yeah.
This is going to change a lot of the economy in the way certain things runs in terms of industries. This is going to change it, I think, pretty much forever. Because now's the time where you could actually make improvements.
Well, yeah, while everybody's kind of...
Yeah, well, it's like this.
It's like a reset.
You can't fix an engine while it's running.
Yeah.
You can only rebuild an engine if you stop the engine to take it apart. And you can kind of do that now. That's what I was saying, you know.
Yeah, because everyone's just kind of like...
They're just sitting around. Sitting around like, with their dicks okay, in the wind. why restart this business here? It wasn't doing well in the old format. Let's change it. A lot of shit's going to be online. This is going to be the beginning of like an online world.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like I said, it was going like that
it's
anyway.
It's going that way anyway.
I think it'll probably just like move it ahead. Yeah.
This is going to move it ahead 10 years. How much you want to bet?
Yeah, it probably will. Yep. Which, like I said, it sucks now, but that it might turn out better.
It'll turn out better.
I'm kind of hoping.
It's more efficient.
I mean, it sucks that old people die, but you know what I mean?
It's more efficient. You couldn't stop that. Well, we're stopping that.
Yeah.
Stopping the economy or slowing the economy is slowing in those deaths.
Yeah.
Preventing a lot of them. You know, if you just let it run wild, it would be worse.
Yeah.
So,
although people are still running around in grocery stores like idiots.
Well, you have to shop. You have to get supplies.
I'm sure everybody's got supplies by now.
Well, the thing is that this might go on for...
Stay the hell home.
This might go on for 3 or 4 weeks. What they're going to do is they've got this shit fucking in little quadrants. This is how I would do it, so this is probably how they're going to do it. Because I know how militaries and governments think, you know, working for them. I bet you they can shut off roads and quarantine certain areas just at the drop of a hat now. That's what they're setting
up. Well, yeah, I think they have plans in place for that kind of stuff.
And what they're going to do is they're going to wait 2 weeks. And in 2 weeks, they'll see the data, the numbers of how many people are sick and where. And then they're going to shut those hot spots down. The other places where it isn't that bad, they're going to kind of do some containment, but then just let that run.
Yeah.
That's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
They don't care if you get sick. They just don't want everybody getting sick at once.
Right.
That's it. So in those more rural areas, they're not going to be quarantined.
Well, yeah, because why would they?
It's not dense
enough.
They're
far apart anyway.
Right. Well, that's where a lot of this shit's being made.
Yeah.
You grow food out in that area.
Yeah.
You know? And
like I said, it's...
There aren't any factories in cities.
It's going to suck for a while, but everything's going to be... I feel like I'll get a lot done, you know?
Yeah.
Which is kind of messed up.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's kind of cool. But, yeah. Oh, when I was talking about Nick Cave before, I wanted to... I haven't read yet.
She got this thing for Nick Cave.
I do. He's my favorite.
Skinny little junkie. She loves him. I like him. He seems all right.
Yeah, he's rad.
And I like some of his music.
Yeah.
Some of it's too gospel-y for me.
Well, it depends on the era.
Yeah.
I tend more toward his earlier stuff. Like, I love The Birthday Party, and, like, I love, like, his first, like, probably up until, like, the early to mid-90s. After that, like, I like all of it. Yeah. But, you know, once he started getting, like, the stuff started getting a little bit slower and stuff. But he does have, like, Grinder Man and, like, all these kind of, which is kind of like his ugly, like, dirty blues kind of, you know, side project, which is awesome. You're too old for this. You're too old for everything. I found this the other day just randomly on Amazon. I was just, like, I had bought some stuff on Amazon, like, a few weeks ago. And I needed something else that cost like $10, like so I could get free shipping. So I'm just like looking for random shit, and I just found this thing. This is so cool, and I haven't read it yet, but it's called Mercy on Me, and apparently it's kind of like a biography, but also like a fictionalized biography that has like some of the like stuff from his songs and everything. And yo, it's like it's a graphic novel that's like about Nick Cave, and some of it's like true, and some of it's just kind of like. Made up stuff, but it looks really cool, and I'm like, man, I gotta have that. Because I have a bunch of his other books. I have King Ink, which is all his you know, essays and lyrics and stuff, and I have like a bunch of different biographies of him, and the book Fish in a Barrel, which is like all photographs of them on tour and all this other kind of stuff. So like I said, I'm really jazzed about getting to see him because I never got to, and it's like he's like in his 60s now, and I'm just like, if he drops dead without me being able to see him live, I'm gonna be really, really mad.
He's not gonna die.
Because I've seen pretty much everybody else I wanted to see ever, except Duran Duran. I never got to see Duran Duran.
Yeah.
Although I would have, I mean, ideally, I would go see them now if it wasn't like $400 bajillion, because I think the last time they came through here was really expensive.
Some of the Duran Duran shows are very kind of mainstream.
I would have more preferred to see them like back 1985 or something, like on that big fucking tour they did. Because you remember that fucking? Because I used to have it on VHS, Arena.
Yeah,
like the album that came out. I think that came out in 85. And the tour that went along with it, and there was like a movie, you know, that they made while on the road. And I must have watched that like 40,000 times when I was a teenager. So I would have liked to have seen that tour, but, you know, I need to invent a time machine to do that. So, do you have anything else
No, that's it. I got to go make some of this damn Chinese food in a bit.
You're making
I'm not going to do that now. I just got it in there marinating. Pork.
I was going to say, he made, and it was only, it's about 4 o'clock in the afternoon when we're recording this now. He made, like, it was really brunch, I guess, because it was kind of like 11 or 11:30. We haven't done this in a long time, though. He made, like, eggs, bacon, pancakes, like, the whole deal. And I was like, whew, well, it's like, it was delicious, but I'm like, well, that's my food for the day. I can't eat anymore.
Cook those pancakes in that bacon grease, too.
I know you did. Yeah. And so it's like, as soon as I ate them, I was like, ooh, bacon grease pancakes. I'm like,
yes, indeed.
See, I think that deep down, you want me to be fat.
No, it's not true.
Because I told him, because you seemed kind of mad, because he asked us, like, oh, then wasn't that breakfast really good? I'm like, yeah, it was really good, but I can't eat anything else for the rest of the day now.
I didn't think about it that way. The only thing that really had the calories were the pancakes and the syrup.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Eggs and bacon, they're not that bad for you. That's protein.
Well, eggs are really good for you. I eat them all the time.
It's not that much.
But I have probably the world's slowest metabolism. You know what I mean? It's like people that are all kind of like, oh, I just smell a cupcake and I gained 5 pounds. Yeah, that's me.
I age in dog years. So my shit goes fast.
I just can't. Well, yeah. And it's like, so you can eat a lot more than me. It's like, seriously, yeah. if we go to like...
Because I'm lifting. She doesn't believe me. It's because I'm lifting.
Well, no, it's not so much that. It's not so much weight gain that I'm talking about. It's that you can eat a lot more. Like, if I eat a lot in one sitting, I will throw up. You know what I mean?
Oh, no,
I just start feeling really sick.
No, I can eat. I can sit there.
I know, and I've seen it. It's like, we'll go to, like, the Chinese buffet or something like that, and
I'll tear that shit up.
He'll eat, like, four piled high plates, and he'll go back and get sushi, and then I'm like, where are you putting that? Like, I eat one and a half plates, and I'm like,
And then, to be honest, after all that, I had room for more.
Yeah, I believe it.
I'd eat two or three big old piled up plates of that damn boiled shrimp.
I know. I've seen you do it.
And like six cups of the damn
cocktail sauce.
I'll eat like six of those. And then go get some sushi. And then eat beef.
Yeah.
But I'm not eating any carbohydrates hardly.
Yeah, we don't eat.
I just eat protein.
That's kind of the nice thing about, because there's one that's not far from us called Koi Wan, and it's like this massive buffet.
Yeah,
and they have
Koi Wan up.
Yeah, well,
they regret seeing me pull up.
They're like,
that fucker's gonna eat all the shrimp.
He's gonna eat all the shrimp. Well, because I eat all the shrimp too. Yeah. It's like between me and you. But I try to stick to seafood. Like I love noodles and stuff, but I try not to eat no noodles, no rice. No, nothing like that. It's like, I'll just eat shrimp if they have any fish, like pepper steak.
We cheat, though. I mean, those crab rangoons, man.
I had one of those.
On those. You're like, fuck.
I had one of those.
And then those pot stickers.
I had one of those.
Those pot stickers.
Like, I like them, but I'll just, I'm like, I'll have one. You know what I mean?
Make me want to go to Koi Wan in the middle of the apocalypse.
It's probably closed.
Man, the fucking apocalypse in the apocalypse that I'm thinking about Koi Wan.
It's probably closed.
Pot stickers.
I don't see how you could be hungry after all that. I mean, I know we ate breakfast like 5 hours ago,
but it's
still sitting there in my stomach.
I don't know. I can't control it. I can control it. It's just that I can't control the desire for it.
Yeah.
When I start talking about it, I'm going like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Let's eat all of it.
Yeah. I know.
I understand. I try to do that too, but it's like, I can't get away with it.
I could never get away with it, you know?
I could never get away with it.
But you got me thinking about Chinese food now.
But what, it's good.
I was making some, but now I'm thinking about pot stickers.
Yeah.
And crab rangoon.
Well, the thing about it, though, is that one good thing about really only, like, if I eat a big meal, that's all I'll eat all day. And sometimes, like, I'll wait until, like, lunch the next day to eat. So it'll be, like, a long fast. But, one thing about that that's good is that I like to make sure that if I'm going to eat something, then it's something that's really good and something I really want. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to waste calories on, like, just some crap that I don't really, that I'm just like, oh, that's okay. You know,
if you guys don't know it, all that Chinese food, I can cook it. It's just,
can cook everything.
It's made out of cheap shit.
You can cook everything.
It looks exotic, but it's not exotic. Like the mustard, it's just powdered mustard and water.
Well, yeah.
But they don't have that at Koi Wan. They have the fucking cheap shit that's in the damn plastic.
So, I only like duck sauce anyway. I don't like
that. Yeah, that duck sauce. That's just apricot jam.
Yeah, I know.
Brown sugar and a little bit of vinegar.
Yeah.
That's all that is.
That's good. But you cook Chinese food. You can cook Thai food. You can cook Indian food. Probably. I like your Indian food the best. Yeah. Although you can you can make pretty much anything.
Yeah.
Hungarian paprikash.
Yeah, yeah, my paprikash will fucking fuck you up.
That's one of my favorite things that you
I got to go get that down.
We don't make it too much because it's fattening, but it's really fattening.
It's just all sour cream.
It's all sour cream and potatoes.
Sour cream, potatoes, and chicken.
You can do potatoes or you can do noodles, but both of which are carbs, which is not good. Yeah. But it's really, really,
you just
really
reminded
good.
Me, too. I wouldn't mind making some of those damn fucking... Oh shit! What were those things called? those little Polish things. Fuck. It's like
pierogies.
Pierogies. Yeah, pierogies.
God, we haven't made those in a long time. That's been like years since the last time you made those.
Actually, I wouldn't mind making some Brazilian food like coxinha.
Remember the little
thing shaped type of.
That's what I was just gonna say. Yeah, yeah, you. That's
pureed
been a
chicken and vegetables, spicy, with the damn dough around it. And then you deep fry.
And then you deep fry it.
It's shaped like a...
Like a teardrop, kind of.
Like a teardrop. It's called a coxinha.
Like a fat teardrop.
Yeah, I mean, a little thigh. It's supposed to look like a chicken thigh.
Yeah, but it's got like shredded chicken inside, and it's like,
peas and stuff.
Those are really, really good, yeah.
Yeah. Fastes.
Yeah.
Which are like, that's like a Chinese thing, but you know, yeah.
Man, so much good food.
Making me fat talking about it.
That's what I mean. It's like I
gotta shake it off.
I can feel my
I gotta shake it off. I'm going into food.
There.
Going to food erotica. Yeah.
Well, you know, it always does happen.
Yeah, I was thinking about like Brazilian, what's called salgadinhos, which is little thing, little salties. They're like hors d'oeuvres.
Yeah.
And they have this little thing called palmito, which is like a little bitty pie, like a big round as a silver dollar and about that high, with spiced hearts of palm in it. Man, that shit is so good.
That does sound pretty good.
It's like
good.
A pie with hearts of palm, with a little bit of tomato in it. Hmm. And garlic and spices.
I've never had that.
Man, it's good.
That does sound pretty good.
Yeah,
actually.
You put a little bit of egg white on the top, so it has a little bit of glazing.
It's a little shiny.
Yeah, shiny. Oh yeah. Fucking me up, man.
I know. You can see us gaining weight by the moment. All right, we better go before we gain anymore. We're just gonna go right off the screen.
Yeah, I gotta get back on YouTube or something, or I'll start eating.
I know. He's gonna get in there and eat all the protein bars and the ramen noodles and everything.
I don't eat ramen anymore.
Yeah, we have so much. Like, every now and then I'll eat some, but
it's too much carbs.
It is. I was horrified to find out how many calories are just in, like, one packet, because it seems like nothing. It just seems like a soup. What is it? It's, like, 700 calories.
Yeah, it's almost 1,000 calories, and it's got no nutritional value.
I'm like, that's,
value.
Like, all my calories for the day. Fuck that.
And there's no nutritional value in it.
Not really.
There's no protein in it. There's hardly any fat in it. I mean... It's just filler.
They're good to have around because you can put stuff in there. Right. Like, I usually throw them in with, like, other types of soup, or you can, like, put boiled eggs in there. That's good. That kind of stuff, but...
Yeah, a Caucasian can't get any damn nutrition out of noodles. I really do think the Japanese have certain genetics that allow them to get more out of noodles and rice.
Maybe because they eat them more than...
Because I think they just evolved as rice farmers for thousands of years.
Because rice just makes me fat.
Yeah, it just makes us fat. We don't get anything out of it.
Yeah. Oh, well.
But the thing is, you know what? I think flour makes them fat.
Interesting.
Because, you know...
Because they don't use it.
They don't use it. You see...
To the extent that we use
Europeans, people of European heritage grew up eating bread.
Yeah.
That was our version of a bowl of rice.
Although bread
was a
makes
piece
me
of bread.
Fat, too.
Bread can make you fat, but I think it makes them even fatter. Yeah, and then we got some... I can eat it and not gain weight.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't noticed it. Nothing like pasta.
Yeah, pasta seems worse.
Worse, yeah.
I mean, bread's not too bad, depending on what kind of bread you get. Like, I like to get those, like, half-calorie, like, the thinner slices.
Yeah.
So, each slice is only, like, 70 calories, which isn't that big a deal.
When I was in Brazil, I used to get a whole loaf of damn fresh-baked bread from the bakery and just start eating it.
Yeah.
But then again, I was a teenager, so you could eat anything when you're a teenager.
And especially teenage dudes.
Yeah.
They can just...
Yeah, dog years.
Yeah.
You're aging in dog years.
Because I've seen, I knew some guys growing up, like teenage guys that were just kind of like, they ate an unbelievable amount of food and were thin.
And they were eating sugar too. And
it was all like crap. It was like all junk food.
Yeah.
Like Chef Boyardee and candy and pizza. And
yeah, not gain a pound.
Yeah.
It's just because of the way the metabolism's running.
I hate you.
Their metabolism's running in a way to process it somehow. They're turning it into energy.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Even though all they're doing is sitting around on the couch playing video games, I don't know where the calories are getting burned.
I think they're jerking off a lot. Their metabolism kind of, you know, when you're a young guy, your metabolism kind of runs hard to begin with.
Yeah, I guess
you're
so.
Kind of transforming. You know, and you're under
transformer.
Yeah, you kind of transform it, and you got a high testosterone count, so that's like a performance enhancing drug.
Yeah.
So you can just run harder. You know what I mean? And that's just it'll just your body just to wipe it out. Your insulin will just come and take all that sugar out.
Yeah.
The insulin response.
My grandma used to say, "He's got a hollow leg."
Yeah.
That's what she used to say.
It wears off though. They start getting in their 20s. You start getting fat.
Well, yeah, you start getting fat then. It catches up with you. Ha.
Yeah.
All right. So you want to go?
Yeah, I gotta go.
Let's go. He's gotta go before he starts eating.
Gotta go
before
I start thinking about stuff.
All right. All right. We'll talk to you guys again soon.